The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com. One, two, three.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Schmozone podcast. This is episode number 79. I'm Dave Schmollinson, a.k.a. The Schmo. My co-host is...
Helen Yee with Helen Yee Sports.
And I am very happy for today's guest. We have the champion. He's the WBA Super. He's the WBO. He's the IBF. He's the Ring Magazine lightweight champion of the world, Teofimo Lopez.
WBC.
WBC. Champion. Okay, undisputed. He's wearing the hoodie, too. We can get into that. And senior, Teofimo Lopez. Senior, thanks for joining us today.
How you doing?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for having us.
Of course, man. We were going at it before we started with this podcast. We were getting into some really deep stuff about number six, yeah. About life, existence, creation. And you're a very well-spoken, well-read human yeah. being.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we were talking real deep about different things of numerals and stuff and how like every angel number has a certain representation of something, right? And meaning. So I feel like, you know, in reality, we're all God's creation, right? So it's like it all goes back to that. You know how I felt like when they changed the number 666, a lot of people think that's satanic and it's Satan and stuff. But in reality, it's not. It's Mother Earth. You know, but a lot of people don't talk about that. Yeah.
And what's the symbolic of you being on episode number 79, 7 plus 9? You're talking about that? 16?
16, yeah. 7 plus 9. Yeah, if you add that up. Everything is all numeral if you really think about it. You know, and what's in between is 8. You know, and I feel like that's really what's going on right now in today's world. Like, 8 could be a symbolization of like COVID and everything that society's going through right now. Like, we have masks going, walking around everywhere, like having, like closing Earth, you know, in the fresh air that we get in our lungs, you know, so everything adds up in somehow, like in some way. So it's like just connecting with a higher, you know, there is a higher as there is, like they say, as above, so below. So it's always been something like that I kind of started realizing as in myself, you know. I could be wrong in certain things, you know what I mean? I don't know everything, you know, because at the end of the day, we never graduate, you know what I'm saying? Like, we never graduate, and that's the beauty of it, though. So I feel like, you know, coming off into that, you know, 16 and everything, I started boxing my professional career in 2016, you know, it's like all this is not a coincidence. This is like the reason why we're here today and the reason why I'm here with you guys. So thank you all, really.
Thank you.
We really appreciate having you here. You know, it's October 4th. We're recording this podcast on Monday. You were supposed to have this fight that was changed on so many different dates against George Kambosos and Madison Square Garden, the Hulu Theater, Monday night. And instead, you're here in the Schmo Zone.
Yeah, I mean, what are the chances? I mean, but you know what? Everything happens for its reasons. Everything happens. And I think that it's there's probably a bigger picture out there for me and for my team and for the takeover. You know, we were supposed to be out there at the Hulu Theater, and a lot of people think that we're the ones that are ducking and everything, but this is just something out of our hands. You know, we've pushed on to try to create this fight to keep on going and keep on living. And somehow, I guess somewhat, maybe the industry, or they're doing their own dirty tactics or doing their own thing. You know, I don't want to step on no one's toes, never been the type. But we're just staying ready. You know, we're staying ready through it all. You know, if they cancel this fight, which they already did, they announced it. So I'm looking forward to just getting back. You know, really, I'm not. It's been almost a year. You know, it's been almost a year. I'm not the type to take this.
October 17th.
Yeah.
It's when you beat Loma.
Yeah.
You took all the belts.
So I feel like they're just trying to shelf me. You know, people just butthurt right now. You know, the odds were against me then, and the odds are against me now. You know, but that's what we're all about. We represent against all odds. You know, all, it actually symbolizes, you know, the INRI in Jesus is 25. That's why a lot of people die before they're 25.
Tupac.
Yep. Biggie.
Biggie, yeah. Biggie.
Yeah. So all this aligns back to Jesus. You know what I mean? Because everything started from there. Yeah, I'm getting deep on this, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm 24. You know, I'm 24, and there's a lot of things going on right now, and I don't want to step on that. You know, I don't want to step on that situation right there. But that's just a little preview of something that I just want people to kind of realize, that what world we're really in.
Well, when did you start researching or learning more about this and being more into this?
When they boxed me in. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people started boxing me in and, like, doing what they're doing right now. You know, we've always been a type. Me, my father, my team, we've always been the type to be respectful to everybody. You know, we may be disrespectful to the fighters because we're about to fight them. You know, that's the fight game. You know, we talk. But the thing is that we always backed it up. You know what I'm saying? But it got to the point where we didn't step on nobody's toes. You know what I mean? We came in this at 23 years young, made history in my sport. You know, but I'm not even at my prime yet. And people got upset. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of youth out there that are looking forward to seeing me fight again. Why stop me from doing that? Why stop the vision of what I got in mind? You know, and it's like that. You know, I guess everybody's cheering you on when you're doing good, but they don't want to cheer you on when you're doing better than them. But in reality, everybody's better than everybody. Like, we all are the same, you know? And that's why I kind of realized, like, I guess when they boxed me up, I just went back to, I had to find love in myself, because God is love. And how is it that we're, like, imperfectly perfect in his eyes, right? So if we love ourselves, then we love God for creating us, right? So I had to find that. In order to find love, you have to find God. And while they were doing this, like, I was just meditating a lot, you know, meditation day in, day out, you know, night in, night out, and even in between, you know, and just staying in the gym, staying focused. I don't care how I look, you know. I guess in society, they want us to look like a certain way, you know, by chains and by your own chains, you know, like slaves. If only people knew that, man, like, what they're going through and what they're doing right now are slaves, low key. You know, and I'm not the type to be one. I'm the type, like, we all have the blessings that we all were here in this earth, right? To have freedom. Not to have chains on us. You know what I mean? And that's what they did. You know, it's eye candy. What's the difference between a flower and a weed? Judgment. You know what that means? A flower looks beautiful like diamonds. But a weed is ugly like dirt, right? But it won't stop growing. It keeps growing. It's inevitable. But a flower dies little by little. It looks beautiful for the moment, but then it dies. See, I don't have any jewelry. I'm not disrespecting nobody's rep, you know? I never been a type. I don't step on nobody's toes, but I think I got to the point now where I just gotta put it out there, like, stop stepping on my toes. I ain't never stepped on nobody's toes. Stop stepping on my feet. I need to get back out there and I need to fight, because there's a lot of kids right there that need that. They need to see, not this part, they just need to see me out there shining and doing what I do best, and that's take over.
And that's right, you are the takeover. I mean, what you do inside the ring, what you do when you celebrate after winning, I think you are a face of a generation, a new generation of boxing. So walk us through, walk the audience that's watching and listening to this podcast, how we got to this point. October 17th of 2020, you upset Vasily Lomachenko, who's the number one pound-for-pound boxer in the world. You took his belts, you're on top of the world, face of Disney, Top Rank, ESPN, boxing. That's you. That's you right here. You're 23 at the time. You're 24 now. How, and then obviously no fight really materialized with Top Rank, with ESPN. Financially, it wasn't there. Triller steps in. They outbid everyone. Matchroom was in the running for it. And then you guys were linked to fight. I believe the first time it was June 5th. And then there's this whole mess with the YouTuber Logan Paul fighting Floyd Mayweather June 6th. They moved the date.
That wasn't a coincidence neither. He did that on purpose.
Yeah, of course they did. Of course they did.
On purpose.
Of course they did. They did that on purpose.
Because he's scared. Floyd is a scared man. You know, he doesn't want to see nobody better than him.
But you know, the thing is, like, that's the thing, though. Change. You cannot stop change. If, like, not disrespecting Floyd Mayweather, because he's the greatest of our era and the greatest of our time. So, like, you know, no disrespect to his set, no disrespect to him at all. You know, I've always been respectful. You know, I know where this all leads to. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't stupid with that. Like my father's saying,
he looked up to him all his life.
But the thing is, like, if you're looking for the next Floyd Mayweather and stuff, in reality, you're not. You know, by doing that, you know, we could have made that a like the NBA All-Star weekend. We could have made that a boxing All-Star weekend. You know, so it's like who you really looking for? You know, like, are you just looking for your own benefits? Because that don't work over here. Like, it's destined to change. How are you going to keep fighting until we retire? You're going to be 67 years old.
Well, I don't think he steps in again after the Logan Paul fight. Do you guys think Floyd Mayweather's going to be going back in there?
I mean, he's done.
It's up to him.
He's done. He was upset. You could see it in his face. It was a horrible fight with a guy that never boxed in his life.
You can move this closer to you, too, if you want.
With a guy that never boxed in his life, a guy that, you know, nobody takes serious. And, you know, it was a joke. He was supposed to knock this dude out, and he looked terrible doing it. I think that his fame and everything is still there. He just wants to be notice, and that's why he uses Tank for that. You know, Tank has a very tough fight coming up with him right now. Rolando Romero, they still haven't signed the contract, you know. And basically, I just think that Floyd's a scared man. You know, he wants everybody to just think about him and nobody else. I really think that he did this on purpose, you know, because he tried to get the fight on the 5th. And the only reason why he couldn't fight on the 5th was because the commission didn't have any other openings. So he says, you know, what the hell, we'll fight on Sunday. You know, and I don't know what Triller thought about. Everybody watches Saturday Night Boxing, you know, especially it's my son. You know, he was having a fight that wasn't even, I mean, it wasn't even a fight because it wasn't going to go to the scorecards. It wasn't going to be mandated
exhibition.
You know, it was an exhibition, you know, so nobody will win. So
didn't matter.
It didn't matter. Like my son said, you know, it would have been a beautiful weekend, you know, for boxing.
As it should.
And Triller just messed up.
So then the next date was the 15th, and we were there for your camp, not your camp, but your open workout in Vegas a few weeks prior to this date, and you were looking in phenomenal shape. You put on a show, and it was so incredible. Refreshing to see, too, because we hadn't seen an open workout, whether it was MMA or in boxing like yours, since COVID started, and you put on a show for everybody at City Athletic. So then, unfortunate news, you had COVID, and then they had to move the date. And that's where I think things started going haywire. Yeah. That's really where it went.
It's surprising how society could be at times, you know, and how many people could just point the finger at somebody. Like, I literally had COVID. Like, what do you want me to do? Is anybody going to deny $5.4, $5.6 million because what, they don't want to fight? You know what I mean? Like, no. You know, of course not. Like, I literally had COVID. I was symptomatic. Like, I have asthma on top of that. And for everyone just to say what they had to say about me and those things, it was like, wow. Well, I guess I see where the love really is, you know?
Listen,
but I get it. Like, I do get it. You know, I mean, a lot of people, it was a very hard decision to make. But it's like, damn if I do, damn if I don't. You know, I could have went out there to COVID. And I'm not going to say the names that wanted me to do that. You know, because I ain't the type to put out names and put out that. But there were certain people that wanted me to go out there and fight like that with COVID. But that's a federal law. Isn't that a federal offense?
Yeah.
Something like that?
They sent him a kid. You know, a special kid. You know, worth a lot of money for him to take so it could just clean him out.
I don't want to say names, but he
said no. I ain't going to do that.
Gotcha.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm still going to be sick regardless. It took me a whole month to finally get a negative result back. I spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I was taking a test like every other day just so I could find out.
And how are you feeling? Were you still training?
My wife had got COVID, and with my son being there, like, so that was something as well. I got the worst of it all, though. My whole team was in Miami. That means that we were going to go. Like, we were already scheduled to go. Man. Like, they were already there on Sunday.
He has asthma.
I was gonna go, and literally, boom, I felt bad, real bad. And when they did a test, you know, I cried when they told me I had a positive result. You know, that was 12 weeks in the gym. Why am I going to say no to a guy that I just beat the number one pound-for-pound rated guy in the world? in the world. You know what I'm saying? Why am I going to say no to George Kambosos Jr.? Who is that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, who is that? And especially in Miami, like
he had a close decision with Selby.
I get it though. You know, a lot of people got upset because the show couldn't go on without me. You know what I mean? They had to decline that, and I knew that. But it's like, do I go out there and risk not just my life but everybody else's life and give everyone COVID? And then who looks like the bad guy here? Me. So it's like I had to think outside of my own sport. I had to think of outside of the financial funds that came with it. And I had to really think about every person's life. And if I'm going to get crucified for that, then so be it, you know?
Well, I think a very interesting part of this whole story, too, is the CBO of Triller at the time, Peter Kahn, was also the manager, or the sorry, the promoter for George Kambosos Jr., from the Ali Act, wouldn't that be exactly a conflict of interest?
Of course.
And then I know a few days ago, or I say a few days ago because it was last month, he had resigned from Triller and then started to work his angle as the promoter. But throughout this entire process, your opponent...
Those guys don't know shit about boxing.
And they don't come... Yeah. Yeah.
They so
putting that fight on a Monday anything. Night football.
Monday night football tonight, yeah. Against Raiders, Chargers.
I think that I really think that he got fired because of that. You know,
because of him selecting the date.
Yes,
for Monday night.
I really think so.
I think it's more. There's more to it than behind that, but we don't need to even get to those details. Really,
I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that I think he did. You know,
I think, in reality, because. It's just everything happens for its reasons. Look, definitely was looking forward to fighting. I didn't care. It could have been on a Sunday, Monday. It could have been on a Tuesday. They used to have fights on Tuesdays back in the days in boxing. It used to be called Fight Night Tuesdays or Tuesday Fight Nights. You know, so and I used to look at those clips, you know, me and my dad.
It wasn't a big platform, though.
It wasn't a big platform, but what I'm saying is, like, why would I literally, if I beat the number one pound-for-pound guy, that was rated during that time and, like, apparently a god in the sport of boxing, right? Apparently. I put quotations on it because no such thing as a god. There's only one god, and that's the man above, right? And they carry themselves this way. And we come here all reckless like that Brooklyn, and we don't care. Like, we just come straight to you, and we get the job done. Why in the heck am I going to stay away from all that? If we did something... And I became undisputed at 23 years young. And not only did I become undisputed, and I was the youngest to do it in the four-belt era in history.
16 fights.
I was also the only one to do it in the lightweight division. You know, Gervonta Davis, they tried to build that fight with him and Lomachenko back in 2016. Back in 2016, Ryan Garcia was just building his little social media girly platform. And Devin Haney... just dick riding Floyd and whoever else he could.
Scared.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, who really is the duck and who really is the one that ain't trying to, like, shoot for that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I say, like, I get a lot of respect across the board. Why? Because real recognizes real. I ain't ever disrespect nobody. But the thing is, I got tired of this now. I'm tired. I really am. I'm tired. I'm tired of how this is a sport that I crave, that I love, that saved my life. I gave blood to the sport when I was 6 years old. I gave blood to the sport when I was 6 years old. That means this is in my veins. It's in my blood. It's in my blood. You can't stop that. You can't stop what God created in all of us. And I found my gift. You know what I'm saying? Like
the most avoided person in the world, we fought him.
Yeah.
And we were sure we was going to beat him.
And I told everybody. And I fought him. Like, I could tell my injuries. I had a TFFC. Like, I had a tear. I had a tear on my right wrist. I had to wear a brace the whole time, that whole fight week.
Shoulder messed up.
And I had a complete torn ligament on my right foot fighting this man.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I didn't go for a knockout. I wanted to show everybody how smart I am in that ring. I wanted to show everybody I could outbox the most technical technician fighter. And he saw that. In the 12th round, this is how I know I took his heart. Me and Loma could fight again. And I'm his daddy. In reality, I'm his daddy because when it got to the part where it got real tough, I stepped up. And I said, come on. And he backed down. But nobody ain't going to talk about that. But it's all right. Like, I know the truth to all this. I'm just trying to save my sport because this boxing has been in the game since the 1800s. You know, where they used to just be bare knuckle.
John O'Sullivan. First champion.
Thank you. So, and since it's been that long, why are we treating it like a circus? People have died in the sport. Hundreds and hundreds of fighters have died in the sport. I'm just saying, like, it's great to see the entertainment, but not in this way. You know, how is it that, and I'm not disrespecting the guys, the Paul brothers and stuff. They're doing what they got to do, like everybody else.
But how did we get to that point
yeah.
where the Paul brothers are being talked about? There's kids that are looking at Jake Paul like people generations ago looked at Muhammad Ali. That's where social we're coming media. To with social media.
Social media.
Everything comes back to
but numbers. Also the system, though. The system, though, with the promoters and all the different people, that the shareholders, everyone putting skin in the game. How did we get to this point in this sport for this to happen?
That's why we do it old school. We fight the best, you know.
Say it like this. If you look at your phone, right? We do it old school. All right, we talk about Adam and Eve, right?
We talked about, yeah, okay.
We talked about Adam and Eve,
We talked about Adam and Eve before the podcast. All
right, before the podcast, right? And what did Eve make Adam do?
Take a bite of the apple.
All right, what we got here?
We got a bite of an apple on your iPhone right there.
There you go, man. I just say it like this, man. It's like, look, in reality, man, God is coming back to fix all of this.
Well, when you mentioned that they were trying to box you in, like, what was the last thing they really said to you?
Nobody's telling us anything. Like, my manager, David McWhorter, is supposed to handle this as a good manager, and he won Manager of the Year, but where is the results? You know what I'm saying? Where are the results? Where's the results from my manager, first off? You know, like, you know, you couldn't be Manager of the Year without us. You know, my father, Fighter of the Year without me. Me without God. Everything comes down like a domino effect. Right? So respect
Trainer that. Of like, the year, not fighter.
Yeah. Well, you still fighter
Dynamic
in my
duo.
You still fighter in my eyes, you know? But trainer of the year. And it's all those things, man. I just look at it like no one has told us anything, and they just making us look bad and in public's eyes, in the public. You know?
We're changing the game.
Because that's what it happened. Like, I was 4-1 in Vegas on the odds that night against Lomachenko.
And we beat
the odds.
Yeah.
It wasn't our fault. We just doing what we gotta do. Yeah. So my bad, you know. But I ain't sorry, cause at the end of the day, would I have got the same respect? Would I have got the same privilege and the opportunity to fight this guy again if I had lost? Absolutely not.
Well, I never got a rematch. That's for sure.
You know what they wanna do to me?
What are they gonna do?
They gonna bring me back down to like down to the undercards of the undercards and probably pay me $100,000 to $200,000 a fight. Don't get me wrong. That's still something. That's still something. But how I go from 1.3 when I could have definitely got $2.2 million from that fight with Lomachenko, but look, I ain't gonna like money.
We got a guy like Shakur Stevenson that nobody even knows.
I don't want to talk about that.
Getting 1.7, and
ain't no point.
Jamel Herring getting 1.5 from Top Rank. That's disgusting.
So where do you think the next Teofimo Lopez fight? What platform is it gonna be on? If you were to guess.
At the end of the day, it's a win-win for us, regardless. Because if they push this, which they already are, it's going to either go down and fall into the zone, which I know a lot of people from the zone and their platform are willing to take that fight because they definitely want me on their platform. And if that doesn't go through, we go back to ESPN. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of what it is, I'm going back home to Disney. You know what I mean? Shout out to Disney. Shout out to all my people out there. You know, shout out to Mickey Mouse. Like, you know, I've been wearing Mickey Mouse since I was like 2-3 years old. So you know, it's all these things that I'm very thankful for, you know, and I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. Really, I'm not. You know, I'm just trying to go out there. I got a kid coming in November.
Yeah.
I got a kid coming in November. November. Like, hope, you guys are messing with my food.
I hope he's born November 12th, though.
That's my father's birthday.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they messing with my food. They messing with my kid that hasn't even been born yet. You know what I do to people like that? You know what I would do to people like that? Yeah. You know what people would do to their own people like that?
Yeah.
And I've been very respectful. I've been like this, peaceful. And the thing is, like, people want war. We don't need war. You know what we need? More
that
love.
That motivates us, though. Motivates us.
But that's the thing, though. Like, there's a lot of young fighters that think they're the top of the top, wearing chains and all this stuff, and think they're the biggest of the biggest. But they haven't even done not even nothing I've done. Not even close. Not even hold the Ring magazine title. Talk to me when you're holding a Ring magazine title.
Yeah.
At 16 fights.
That That's never going to be done ever.
At 23 years old.
Nobody's ever going to break that record.
At 23 years old.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look what they did. They try to compare me with Tyson and say that I was number two to do it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you did it in
Tyson was the number one in 1980, before the WBO came out. That was in 1988. That's when they came out with the WBO, which was the World Boxing Organization. But then I came in the four belt era, the youngest to do it. I'm number one. Not no disrespect to Tyson, because Tyson is Iron Mike Tyson. He's the legend.
And they don't recognize that.
But they wanted to name me as number two. I ain't number two in this. I'm number one.
Yep.
How many times you guys going to keep disrespecting us? Keep going.
Every day.
Keep going.
Every day.
At the end of the day, like, it's all love, man, because I use it as motivation. I go and I meditate every day. I meditate every night, every day. I talk to the stars. I talk to the sun. I talk to all beings, because that's what it is. We are a tree of life. You know, like, we all are connected. We all are. Why they say human beings? We're human as flesh, but we're beings as energy. You know, energy is my first language. I go a whole hour on this. That's why when I see people and they look at me some type of way, I smile. I'm not going to give you that energy.
Look at Mike Tyson. He said that he wants to see him fight Devin Haney. What does Devin Haney have?
But it's not even that. I'm down.
We don't want to go backwards.
But the thing is, like,
we're looking for Josh Taylor.
Yeah, we are. Facts.
That's what we want next.
Facts.
And we're going to get him.
But the thing is, like, you know, it's all talk. It's all talk on that side. It's all talk, no action.
Devin Haney never fought for a belt. It was given to him. We ain't going to go back. We got that,
man,
belt.
Them boys been given everything since the amateurs, and I could talk about that because I've been in that, and we've always in the same category. And we've always been
the reason why these guys are relative is because they hanged out with the Bernard Hopkins, with the Floyd Mayweather since they were little.
They were
supposed to be the biggest stars in boxing, and they ain't living up to that. I guarantee you, Devin ain't fighting us. Tank ain't fighting us. Nobody gonna fight us because my son gonna rip them apart.
Oh, I will. I'm ready.
If they didn't want to fight Tank, what makes you think they want to fight us?
I want to bite. I want to eat some hearts. You know.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to cut their head off.
But I'm saying it right now here live.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't ducking nobody. They ducking us. You know what I'm saying? Because they're gonna always outprice themselves. They want to be the A side when Tank got bullshit regular belts. He got a regular, he's a champion at 135. Last time I checked, my son is the
WBA super.
He's the super world champion. You know what I'm saying? So why are you going after Barrios at 140 when you can fight and get all the belts for my son?
Because nobody is willing to take that.
That's what people used to do back in the days.
I think there's way too many people in the sport in today's day and age that are just so fearful of
losing the O.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It matters way too much.
Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I say to everybody, Floyd knows this. He had to go through it. He was pretty boy Floyd. He had to fight the Diego Corrales and the Gaddis and so on and so forth, the Corleys, the Chop Chop Corleys, and Emmanuel Augustus and all that. He had to go through them to become Money Mayweather. These guys in today's world, they think, let me be Money Mayweather and I'll look like pretty boy, but when I fight, like very, very, no, I don't want to get hurt and I'm just going to and protect my O. We don't care about an O. You think I care about my O? I risked it all right there with Lomachenko. Think I care about it?
He wasn't going to take the fight.
I took.
He wasn't going to take the fight because of the money.
Every day I take $1,000.
And I told my son, forget about the money. Let's get this guy. We're going to lose him. He would never get a chance.
No, it wasn't even that.
And he did it.
No. Yeah. Regardless of what it is, I was going to take the fight regardless.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'm taking the fight regardless.
We were just pushing for more money, but.
Because that's.
You deserved it. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was just like I knew what they were doing behind them closed doors. With the Richard Comey fight, they got me by 300K. Loma fight, they got me by like 800K. With those two fights alone, that was $1.1 million that I let them
fighting take. World champions.
That I let them take. They were like, take it or leave it. This time around, yo, it ain't take it or leave it. It's the other way around. Y'all take it or y'all leave it.
So it's interesting because the way all the signs are pointing, Top Rank is all aligning for this rematch between you and Loma, because he fought Nakatani, You fought Nakatani, which, by the way, I thought your performance against Nakatani with his length and everything like that, that's, to me, a huge turning point.
It's not the same Nakatani. We put him in the hospital for a year and 7 months. He was retired. You know, we broke his socket, and he had a brain injury. He wasn't going to come back to boxing. That's why the way he fought Berdejo was being careful. When he saw Berdejo dropped him twice, he said, you know, screw it. I'm going to go for it. And he dropped Berdejo. That's not the same Nakatani, all right? Now he's going to fight Comey. That's not the same Comey.
Yeah, so I was going to say now
please fighting Comey. Stop that. He's fighting our leftovers, you know, because he wants to show everybody that he could do it better than my son. With Comey, he ain't going to do it better than my son because my son knocked him out in the second round. He ain't going to do that with Comey. You know what I'm saying? So it's the whole world against us. And you know what? It makes us better.
Right.
So I wouldn't say the world. I would say boxing world.
The boxing world, yeah.
The boxing world against us.
So you see where it's heading, though, because they want him to fight these guys that you fought before. So everything then aligns to you guys fighting that second fight. How does that make you feel? And obviously, you're looking for Taylor next. You get Taylor, then do you go fight Loma? How does this all kind of
stack up? We ain't fighting Loma unless he goes up to 140.
Okay.
Because you want to move up. I remember you telling me for the past few years you've been wanting to move up.
We've been doing this for 7-8 years at 135.
And I will also add, too, because I've been interviewing you since before you fought William Silva, I believe, back in 2018. Yeah, and I've talked to you all throughout, and you've always believed in yourself and your dad, too, where you would beat Lomachenko and everything, and you've always just had this thing about you where it's like you knew and you believed it, and you know, I've seen you work hard, and that's why even last year, I will say, when you beat Lomachenko, I wasn't surprised. And I even told David, every time I've interviewed you the past few years, like, you've had this belief with your hard work, drive, and you know, the dynamic duo.
Law of attraction, you know, everything's aligned. It's like our seven chakras and everything that we have in us. When you have all of those aligned, you take it to a whole nother level, you know, like Area 51 they talk about, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. Like, I could really bring it down to a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? And those are the things, because at the end of the day, you get connected to a higher. And they teach you. They really teach you a lot of stuff. Like, I get humbled every day. Right now, I'm going to have to go and, like, get on my knees and ask Lord for forgiveness for all the stuff that I've been talking about. But it's okay, you know? It's just a way of letting people know, like, God is coming back to redo the world. You know, he's coming back to redo the world. A lot of people think that it's with fire and, like, burn the earth and everything. Nah, why is he going to burn the mother that he created, you know? Like, the wife. That's his wife, you know?
We got TMT right now saying that they're laughing at us, saying that we thought that we was the A-side. That we thought we was the A-side, and now we got to go beg Top Rank to get fights. We made a deal with Top Rank before Trilla even defaulted 2-3 months ago. The biggest deal in boxing with Top Rank. Not Manny Pacquiao, not Floyd, not nobody has done the deal that we know what we did with Top Rank. Everybody heard about that. We ain't going back to Top Rank. We already with Top Rank. We was just going to do this fight with Trilla and go with Top Rank and do our fights.
Yeah, it was a one-fight deal.
Now, LLB is saying, oh, now you're going to go cry to Top Rank to get fights. No, bro.
That happened three months ago. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what
When Bob said that, this is the biggest deal made in boxing history with Top Rank.
I'll tell you what it is. And they,
I'm not going to say what it is, but everybody knows we was going back with Top Rank. We don't got to go beg Bob Arum.
Can I tell you?
Please, stop that. You know, they lie to people.
It's not that they lie. They fans on the low. Come on.
We don't need Trilla. They fans. We don't need nobody. We don't need The Zone. We don't need nobody. He's the number one in the world right now.
Hold on. Hey, we need the networks. You feel me? Like, hey, I love y'all. I love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? But what he's trying to say is, like, we did everything by ourselves, a dynamic duo.
We don't need a Floyd Mayweather figure next to us. Why you think Tag is so special?
Well, he's under the Floyd Mayweather umbrella.
And what do they Floyd put on his side? What do they put in the ring with him? Guys that nobody knows, so he could knock them out, you know, convincingly. Because everybody just wants to see a knockout.
Barrios was a step up in competition.
No, that he was nobody, man. He wasn't a world champion.
He was a regular.
You know what I'm saying?
Last time I checked,
Josh Taylor is the number one at 140. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you go after Josh Taylor?
That's exactly what I said.
And he was getting his ass whooped by Leo Santa Cruz before he got knocked out. A guy that's 122. Then he had a hard time with Barrios.
A regular dude.
What do you think is going to happen when he steps up with my son? He's going to get murdered.
You forgot Gamboa. He fought Gamboa with a torn Achilles.
With a torn Achilles, couldn't even knock him out.
Well, this is, see, in the sport that we cover boxing, we cover MMA.
You guys know boxing, and it makes it seem like nobody knows boxing.
No. But what I'm saying is, but that's why we have so much appreciation, at least for the UFC. And I know you're a fan. You were just at the last fight. The best fight the best. There is no sugarcoating
around it. We want the best.
And I know you want the best.
We're the only ones doing it. Name me one other person doing it. Name me one.
Well, we do have a nice heavyweight title fight this weekend, a trilogy between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Who the hell wants to see that? I mean, Tyson's going to do...
Anthony Joshua's going to do the same thing that he did the last time.
Come on, please, stop.
He's hot right now.
Stop.
Oh, he's hot.
Stop.
he's got the big right hand.
You guys are very smart, all right? There's no way Wilder's going to beat Tyson Fury. Everybody knows that, all right? He found a way to beat him. Ain't going to beat him again.
That's trainer of the year, 2020, talking about it.
You don't learn boxing one day or the other.
I know. And he fired Breland. What could he have possibly worked on from the time of that second fight through now to adjust?
Everybody doesn't understand. The Logan Pauls and all those guys don't understand. This shit got to start from when you're 6 years old.
Mm. Probably younger. Mm.
All right?
Even
younger. Let Logan Paul fight a real fighter, not a beat-up freaking Floyd Mayweather at 44. You know, and then we talk. You know what I'm saying? These kids think that they could just come in 1 year and be the best fighters in the world in boxing. That doesn't happen. My son started at 6 years old.
But I feel like a lot of us could relate to that, you know? We've been doing this for our whole life, and just to have, you know, some YouTubers and stuff, like, no disrespect to them. You know, they're
getting their money. I don't got nothing against that.
They're bringing eyes to the sport.
Yeah. However,
I don't got nothing against that.
However, it's just like you telling me they're getting
couldn't answer my question.
You know, he's
telling you a lot.
Well, I addressed this weekend. I mean, the best person available for Tyson Fury to fight. Now that Joshua lost, you gotta put that trilogy fight in.
And
there.
Speaking of best, fighting the best, or actually not fighting the best.
But Tyson Fury is a real fighter.
Errol Spence. Why is that not fight? Why is that fight not being made?
Well, I will say this. I like the step to it. So November 20th, we're going to see Sean Porter fight Terrence Crawford.
Yep.
The fight I've always said in welterweight, she's always said it. She asked Leonard Ellerbe this question a couple of years ago. Why isn't Errol Spence Jr. fighting Terrence Crawford?
Thank you
want to talk about the best fighting the best?
Thank
that should have happened.
That's 100%
the fight. You don't want to see a guy fighting a guy that already has 3 losses.
No.
You
want to
see a guy that has no losses.
But what I say is, like, it's a step in the right direction. Yeah. That finally you got.
It's just because everything just.
Wait a minute. Let me. No. Let me rephrase this. Who's calling out Josh Taylor?
Teofimo.
Who else? Maybe one more person. Devin Haney fought. Gamboa, or I don't know who he fought at.
I'm gonna say like this, heavier.
You know what I'm saying?
Devin Haney's been his whole life with a silver spoon. His whole fucking life. That boy don't know what tough life is.
We want all of them.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't want us.
But look, I don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you like this, man. Like, we're thankful for today. You know what I'm saying? We're grateful for today. We're gracious with what we do. You know, we get hot here and there because it's a sport that we love that saved us, and we're just trying to save our sport, and we see what they're trying to do and the mockery they're doing with our sport.
Yeah,
and
disgracing it.
And at the end of the day, we're also blessed.
Listen, you know? All those fighters like Muhammad.
These are blessings that we get. We get to have the opportunity to talk to those out there that don't really know what's really going on in this sport in this day of age, like in this era. You know, we how we go from like going like somewhat okay to like horrible.
Horrible.
You know, we supposed to, as an evolution,
all the
and
grades,
as, a,
we should do
as
it, yeah.
greed
all,
is
all
a
the
powerful
grades are
thing.
Flipping
yeah, because what happens, they have a saying, like Future said, money make you greedy when you're starving.
Exactly.
Right? So a lot of people out there starving, so they just trying to be greedy with their stuff. But it ain't the way like that, you know what I mean? Like, how are we able to grow? And like, you know what I'm going to do? I get, look, if I get 100% of what I do, I take 10% for me and for my family, and I get back 90% to the world. Mm-hmm. But how am I able to do that when they trying to take food off? They trying to take my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like with this money that comes in, I ain't going to buy a chain. Mm-hmm. What I could do with a $100,000 chain, I could invest it on something else.
Yep.
Like a foundation for youth and for the children. Like what they do with our money. What do the government do with all these taxes that we got to pay? I get taxed six figures now. You know, and I'm not complaining. But it's like, where my money really going? What happened to the schools? What's going on with all these foundations?
We're living in a fake world.
No, I think it's
nothing's
it's
real
just,
anymore.
It's just it's just no
it's
no
driven
no.
by social what, media.
Yeah,
exactly.
What happened was that exactly.
everyone's on their phones all the time.
Listen, all the heavyweights and all the people that have died, they're flipping on their graves right now. If they would have known this shit was happening,
but
the only people back in the days when there was no social media, the guys that did it in the ring, those were the champions.
Yo, I
not anybody could be a champ.
I'm literally like, you know, if people don't want me to talk like this, get me back in my ring.
Yeah, so you were saying you want to fight Josh Taylor.
Yes.
And we were
no,
talking.
No, we are fighting him.
You are.
I talked to Top Rank right now. It's not something that I could say.
Okay.
But it's something that we are talking Good. About. But we want to fight him in April. And mm-hmm. Bob told me that he's going to work on that.
So the That's day great. Is at lightweight.
Yeah, are you officially gonna start moving up?
No. We're fighting Obosis. He's not gonna get away from all the shit.
Yeah, he was
about.
He declined. Like he declined to fight.
He declined.
That is why we're not fighting. Yeah.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to move it 10 days.
Yeah,
long.
So
yeah, didn't want. Yeah, he also, I guess, yeah. from what I've read, like when family stuff. He didn't want his third child born in the United States. He didn't want to come here. And then there's some sort of dispute with the financial side on
he
his end.
He wanted $380,000.
I was
top
willing
of
to give it to
million.
Him.
Yeah, I saw the
and
extra.
When we came out on live, and my son said, "I'll give it to you. Let's come make the fight happen."
Yeah,
he
I'll give
was gonna
it to
take
you.
It out of
like,
his purse.
I'll get it out of my own thing. Like I'll give it to you. Like you're gonna get. $2 million and the chance to fight for Undisputed, yeah. and you're telling me
and get all the belts
to get all the belts, and you're telling me that you're not gonna take that chance because what?
Because your baby's gonna be born. Or
my son,
or
if my son
the
gotta
baby's
be born,
already been born.
If my son gotta be, you know what I'm saying? Like if my son gotta be born, but I got work to do. I got work to do. You know how am I gonna be able to feed my kid? Yeah, this is the only job I got at the moment. But not everybody built like us. Yeah, see, everybody say built different. I ain't built different. I'm built strong.
It didn't work when you told him that you was going to break his neck.
Because he deserves it. Any person that talks about my family deserves that.
Yeah.
Because that is that line that you do not cross with me. I've always been respectful. Business is business, right? So fighters are going to build up the fight, say what they got to say. That's business. Just like the promoters. I treated all of them like business partners. But majority just treated it like personal. Same thing applies for George Kambosos. You don't talk about you don't scream at my team when I'm not there in Miami.
He's lucky I wasn't there though.
No, nah, but you don't scream at my team and my mother's sitting there on that side and you screaming like that
Say
because
that my,
I'm sick.
My wife had COVID and not to get close to him.
And like screaming and making a scene and get away with
He's
it.
He's gonna get punished, that guy.
And get away with it. Like you
it won't last
slide.
One round. I
Look what happened to
Magdaleno.
Just because he talked about like my fam's country.
Oh, he could have knocked him
just
out of the
he
first
talked
second
about,
round.
Just
because
he
made him suffer.
Oh, I did. Just so you could talk about like Honduras. You know, it's a poor country. It's a third world country. That's where my parents were born. You cross that. Like that's the thing. Like I ain't ever disrespect nobody's family and rep at all. So why are you gonna cross that? Now that's where the point where I break your neck. But I'll make sure that you get to still see your kids. At least I'll yeah, that's the kindness in me.
I beg them not to do that.
That's the kindness in me. I'll break your neck, but I'll let you still see your kids. I'll break your jaw, or I'll probably stab your brain with your nose bone.
Yeah, but listen.
You know what I'm saying?
The bottom line, he don't want to fight.
But he's nah. You don't talk. But like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get all hot. But it's like, it's just a reminder to everybody. People won't see me one-on-one with these, but people will see me with this, right? People will see me with this, right? Because they feel like, a gun on your hand make you real, or money on your hand and your palm make you real. Like J. Cole says, no, it don't. You know, it don't. You know what a real man is? Someone that says, what's up? I'm right here. Yeah. When it takes off, what's
up? He said
up?
That we wanted to...
I ain't disrespecting. Like, there's real men out there. True, right? There's real men out there, real gangsters, real this, real that, right? But I'm just saying on my side, that's how we roll. We ain't come with no clique. We did it our own. That's why we call ourselves a takeover. We do it the way we wanted to do it because we had a vision. We call ourselves a dynamic duo. You know, and my son, it's going to be a bloodline of my father and me put together.
I can't wait.
Put together. I can't wait. That boy is my life. Yeah. That kid is going to be my life. Already is my life. Every day I'm out there, I got to put armor on me, spiritually and all, just so I could walk through this earth and keep it going because I'm fighting for my son. You know, everybody's trying to touch that. That's my kid. You don't do that. I ain't touching nobody's kids. Don't
touch bottom mine. Line, we gave this guy too many chances. We giving him $2 million. This bum doesn't even get $150,000 in a fight. This was going to change his whole life.
And look, if he don't want to fight, then give me somebody else. Signed.
We signed.
But I definitely want him.
He didn't want to sign.
Not that I want him. I need him. I need him. Like, I need him to...
When can this happen at the earliest, you think?
I think it's going to happen before Thanksgiving.
Okay. It's definitely going
to
happen before.
We already talked to Eddie Hearn, and Eddie Hearn is going to make it happen. He's our second bidder.
The Zone.
We're going to... We're going to make the fight happen.
But he's with... You know,
he's not going to get away from this. And let me tell you something. One thing about my son, I'm not going to say the word, but my son don't fight like none of these guys. He don't fight like Tank. He don't fight like Devin Haney. When my son goes in there, he puts a show. I mean, you ain't going to see nobody looking at the phones or nothing.
I say it like this.
You know what I'm saying? Look. You know, he fights pretty.
What do everybody do? What's the motto right now? The motto is fake it till you make it. But once you make it, you fake.
You're fake. You don't last when you're fake.
Look, I say it like this. Let's see who's still around from a decade from now.
Nobody.
Let's see who's still around a decade from now.
Nobody.
And that's if we even get a decade, because God coming back to rechange this world.
Exactly.
So that's why I say, like, y'all do something, come see me. And I best believe y'all, I'll hit y'all with something spiritual. I hit y'all with something love. I say, come over here. Let me give you a hug while you at it.
Well, speaking of love, I did want to say the sponsor of today's podcast is Sheath Underwear. Senior, what size underwear do you wear?
I don't even know.
Large? I would guess large, medium?
Medium?
Yeah, medium.
Medium?
Thank you.
Let's do it. And I needed underwear, man.
No, these are great. Actually, I have a medium for you in the other room. But what's so great about this is called Sheath Underwear. They're sponsoring today's podcast. Shout out to Sheath Underwear. Dual pouch protector. So the creator of this, Robert Patton, he's an Iraq War veteran. He was in Iraq, you know, like Vegas. Yeah. It's hot. Your balls always stick to the sides of your legs. They have a separate pouch for it. Extremely comfortable. Highly recommended. Different colors. They have a women's line. 20% off. Use the promo code SHMO. Check them out. Sheathunderwear.com. The takeover. I'm just on a light note. I didn't know when to interject to give that to you guys, but
you just really wanted takeover, to give baby. You guys
give
underwear.
The takeover, yes.
The takeover is with Sheath Underwear.
Yes. Appreciate you guys.
I'm gonna wear these. Yeah, I'm gonna go to the bathroom and wear these right now.
So ideally for you, in a perfect world, it would be what, Cambosis by Thanksgiving, and then April 2022, Josh Taylor. And from there, would you move up and wait?
No, we are going to move up at weight.
Yeah,
at 140.
I mean, like, would you permanently?
No, once we get the four belts, we could move up to 147. He could beat anybody. Listen,
my son does
better with bigger fighters than he does with smaller fighters.
Keep moving forward. Keep swimming. Yeah,
he does better with bigger fighters than he does with smaller fighters. You know, I've seen him beat up 154s, 147s all the time in sparring. You know,
we talk so much about Mayweather. I'd be an idiot if I didn't even bring up. Who just retired, Pacquiao, the only one who won 8-division title champion. Obviously, we saw the fight. Wish it was with Terrence Crawford. Obviously, unfortunate situation with the eye.
He had to
fight, Errol Spence had to fight Ugas. where does Pacquiao kind of sit in your eyes in this generation of fighters? You got Floyd number one. Do you got Pacquiao too? Where do you put Pacquiao in this equation?
I think he took the biggest risk. I mean, I don't think that a fighter is defined by not losing. I think a fighter is defined by fighting the best. And I think Manny Pacquiao has number won one. That for me.
Not hating. Number yeah, one is Pacquiao. Not hating
about Floyd, but I think Manny Pacquiao becoming, that's never going to happen. Becoming eight world division. I mean, I think he started like at 122.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, 106.
Yeah, it was less than that. It was 106.
106.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, he was
from in the Philippines, right?
Yep.
And then he came. That's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
But know? He wasn't a champion at 106. He was, I think, a champion at like 122 or something.
Yeah, 122. So he started at 122.
112 or something like that.
I think he went all the way up to like 154, wasn't
it? That man fought at strawweight.
Yeah. Made what weight did he fight Cotto? What weight he fought Cotto?
Probably 47 or 40. It had to be.
And he hurt him worse than Floyd did. You know what I'm saying?
But even Floyd said it like Pacquiao was his toughest fight to date. Yeah. You know, so that kind of shows, if anything.
That kind of shows why he
that's this is
didn't
like,
want to fight him for 8 years.
Everybody has an opinion, right? So it's like, it's just it's an opinion of ours. It's not a fact, you know. But those both guys paved the way for this generation today. So Pacquiao, you know, and Floyd. And
whose style I like the most? Floyd.
Yeah.
You know,
but the one that was a go-getter and just said, screw
Pacquiao.
It, it's Pacquiao. Floyd was more strategic with his stuff and moved around.
Yeah. I implemented him a lot about Floyd.
Pacquiao just ran right defense. Into it like Marquez's overhand right.
But I knew that wasn't gonna motivate the crowd. So then I started looking at other fighters like Mike Tyson, you know, Manny Pacquiao, and all these great fighters. And that's why he's when the bell rings, he's coming to get you. Yeah. He ain't gonna be going backwards or nothing. He means business, and everybody knows that. You know, everybody knows.
If I could say, like,
we don't back up from nobody. You know, the whole fight with Lomachenko, you never saw my son backing up, never. You know what I'm saying? And Lomachenko had some good moments for what, 6-7 seconds, then he would retreat. And I'm talking about after the 8th round, where people say that he won the 9th, 10th, 11th. He didn't win none of those fucking rounds. The only round that he won was the 11th. The lady that had him losing 11 rounds to one was right. I had him lose. I had my son losing the 11th round because he did a little bit more. But every time Lomachenko would come to my son, he would only do good for about 7 seconds, and he would back up again.
And it's a 3-minute fight.
And it's a 3-minute fight. What he did for 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
53, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what you look at. You understand when you are fighting, and go look at the fight again and count the seconds. You know, yes, he hit him, but everybody goes crazy when my son gets hit because he hardly gets hit. So when you hit my son, it's like, oh yeah, he lost this round. You know what I'm saying? The same with Floyd. When Floyd used to get hit, oh, he lost that round. You know, when Tank fights, he gets hit every freaking round.
He was actually
beat up every round.
He was getting tagged by
Leo Santa Cruz. He was getting tagged by Barrios. But they don't say nothing about that.
I just want to know.
Have you ever heard anybody saying,
I just want
to know, this guy was getting tagged up?
Relevant?
You know what I'm saying? It's,
can I have a question?
Everything is
that?
Prejudice. Everything is prejudice.
No, I want to say prejudice. We don't want to put the racial card on.
No, it's all prejudice, man.
I'll say like this, though. All right. We all are one, right? You know, we all cut ourselves right now, we all bleed the same. Right?
Yeah, everybody's the same.
Everybody's the same. But I just want to know, when did these guys become relevant? The Haneys and all these guys.
Floyd Mayweather.
It's the job of the promoter. Like, that's how it's structured. Well, how it's structured.
Listen, Devin Haney and Tank were like, with Floyd like this.
No, I'm just saying, like, how
did
they...
When they were little.
Oh, I know how.
They use Floyd to get where they at right now.
I know
now.
How. They fake it.
They fake it. And I told my son, I'd rather you have nobody, you know, have less Instagram or Twitter people following you, but you're the real champ.
Yeah, look what happened.
Because you're going to last forever. But these guys are going to get broken
down.
But
if everything is, numbers don't lie, right? me and Loma, they say that Loma was the one that brought, no, we brought that viewership. We did the highest ratings since that ESPN has ever done. 5 million. That ESPN has ever done in boxing, which was like 4 point something million.
Almost 5 million, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
5 million views.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and how did that happen?
None of these cats have.
And that wasn't. That. And that was just. And that was all together with the ESPN Plus and the ESPN just regular national nationwide. You know what I'm saying? And that's outside because they also did the UK.
Yeah.
They also did what was Sky Sports.
Exactly. You know that was the biggest fight on ESPN, and that's why ESPN.
It was the biggest fight.
That's ever. Why ESPN was pressuring Top Rank to get him back. You know.
We bring something
one thing that
people
makes
don't
me
bring.
Laugh. Floyd and all these lying guys say that Tank is the best pay-per-view fight
in
the world.
That's their job.
He made 150,000 pay-per-views his last fight or the other fight. He's never gone past 200,000. That doesn't make you a pay-per-view star. You got to sell millions. You know what I'm saying? My son is about to do that real soon.
I just say it like this. Look, everything, time is patience, right? Patience is time. Time is everybody's friend. You know, that's why I don't even like. Like, my father, he's impatient. I'm not going to lie.
No, I'm not impatient.
He got some impatience in him.
I just
blame
don't
him.
Like people that
I
lie.
Don't blame
you know
but that's why
saying?
I don't yeah. like. But the thing is, the difference between my father and I is that he gets caught up in some of that stuff that those irrelevant
no,
people
it.
Talk about.
I love it.
You know, me, I ain't the type. You know, I kind of like stay away from it because there ain't no point. Like, why am I going to give my energy to someone that's lower than us? Yeah, I said it. Lower
it
than us.
They are.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know, you got they know where to find us. Come talk to us. We'll talk to y'all. And we say the same thing.
I guarantee you, if Devin Haney, Tank, and all these guys have what he has, they will be on every freaking show in America. Guarantee you.
But it ain't even about it. It's just the, hey,
you
know, we.
So you don't want that limelight, those sponsorship,
no, no,
the brand?
No, it's not that. It's they were
I
raised
just,
with Floyd Mayweather,
no, but it's
a
not,
star.
It's not,
he brought those people
it
to
ain't
them.
Even that. Look,
you understand what I'm
no,
saying?
No, I do. But
you're hanging
do,
out with a brand. He never hanged out with no brand. It's only me and him.
No, I get
nobody's.
What you're saying. Yes, that's part of it, right? As
yeah.
an athlete and as a
well,
champion.
David, can't you relate as the schmo? Like, you didn't have any network or anything.
You got to start from nothing
I created,
to something.
I created it because none of the networks want to give me a chance to
thank
do
you.
Exactly what we're doing here. They
yeah.
didn't want to give David Schmolton a chance well, to speak in a microphone.
Hang
again,
out with
so
Max
I created
Kellerman.
Myself.
Hang out with Max
look
Kellerman.
Where you at. Look
where
you
going to be at.
Look where you at.
Yeah.
Hang out with Max Kellerman every day. Or one of the best sports writers out there, or whatever it is, you're gonna be great.
No,
Tank, Devin, all those guys did it. Ryan Garcia, all those guys did it on social media because of who they were hanging out with. You understand? If Floyd backed them up and was with him in every fight, of course everybody would go after him. But they still don't
though.
Even make the sales.
Self-made.
They still don't make the sales. Like 150,000 people ain't shit.
No, but
and he's a pay-per-view star.
Hey, come on, let's get him a round
get
of applause.
Get
out of
here.
No, but like, see, I say it like this. Like, I'm more of a.
When we
you,
fight,
you gotta
listen.
Have good cop, bad cop over here. You know, what I'm
it's
saying?
A great dynamic.
Yeah,
I love
great
it.
Dynamic
too. The yin and yang.
I guarantee
right
you,
here.
When we fight Gumbosis, we're gonna freaking blow that 150,000 away, so they could stop, and they still gonna keep on lying.
To be honest, I have all my fights on regular TV. Like they used to have with Muhammad Ali and stuff.
Yeah.
You know why? Just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Think about it. Just like the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is nationwide free. But the sponsors and the people that get their commercials in there, they're charging anywhere from $1 to $3 to $5 million. I could do the same thing. Whoever wants to have their commercialized in between our fights, we charge them.
Yeah, but the contract we have now is 2 pay-per-views and 1 ESPN.
I get it. No, but that's all. But you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I would do something like that. Bring
that's
stuff that people have yet to see. I know we already passed our time.
No,
just,
you're good. You're
I
good,
just,
man.
There's a lot of ideas that I definitely do have in my sport and how I really want to create this world of boxing and just in sports overall.
Well, I like your vision and where your head's at, and I like how you refer to it as Disney. Last time I checked, Disney is not just ESPN, but it's also ABC.
ABC
is
is I would love network. For him to fight on ABC.
You get ABC like that the old school boxing days and stuff like that. That's the eyeball.
That would be crazy.
Just like they did with Ali and so on and so forth, like the Joe Louis's and Joe Frazier's.
I would
Frazier's.
Love for you to fight on ABC.
Like those are the things that like the Olympics are.
NBC.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But that's NBC, a platform but for everybody, know, but just yeah. like
the
ABC. Olympics,
but just like ABC, everything yeah. has its own, and people watch, millions and millions of people. Why are we, in reality, like, as athletes, now, I could be going a little bit overboard here, and, you know, to everyone, this is just my idea of certain things, like, why charge? I get it. We charge people at the gate. We charge people for tickets in the front and everything like that.
Yeah, because you put up yep. a show.
But then you're charging people for to watch it as well, right? And some people, like Gervonta Davis, they think that they're worth $70 for view. Per view.
That's why they only do 150,000 views.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you do it in the right way, even like I was telling people for the Loma fight, if they do it on pay-per-view, charge $20 or $40. Don't charge more than that. But they never did. Thankfully, they left it open because I also told them, I was like, I would like for it to just be regular TV because that's more viewership. That shows more. That gives more people an option. Not everybody's made out of money, right? Yeah,
it opens up a bigger stage.
Yeah, because not everybody's open. Not everybody has a lot of money, especially in today's world. A lot of people are going by the stimulus checks and so on and so forth. So don't charge people that for the entertainment. If you want to go and watch the fights and everything and you want to go to the fights and you got that, go ahead, good. I feel like charging for pay-per-view and stuff like that, let's water it down just for a second.
And then go up.
And then go back up because everybody's trying to be Floyd Mayweather and charge $100 a pay-per-view a show or whatever.
I guarantee you those 5 million people that we did on pay-per-view with Lolo Macheco fight, they want to see him fight again. And I guarantee you half of those people
No, because you got to think about it. The people, that was just the viewership, right? Viewership. That means that was on just one TV, right?
Exactly.
Right, one channel. That means there could have been like 20, 30, 40 people watching that there alone, right?
Yeah.
That multiplies or triples and quadruples.
True. I didn't think about that.
So it may be 4.7, 4.6 million people that watched.
My family watched, but that was viewership. Like 30 people there.
That was the viewership. That means it could have been quadruple that.
Yeah, exactly.
That means it could have been like 12 million people. Yeah, because everything, you got to be smart in this world.
Yeah, that's
if true. You ain't smart, you last. You know, you got to really think outside the box. People box me in, and I was just like, cool, y'all could box me in. I'm going to get connected more with God, you know, the man that created it all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
One thing I got to say.
You know, like, it's cool. Like, look, I'm very thankful. Look, I could go on and on about certain things in society and stuff. I could keep going on about how we need to really kind of change our way of thinking. On Sundays, put your phone down and actually have a connection with your family and rekindle. You know, someone choose a day. I feel like even the internet should take a day off from everything and let people just kind of relive their life before God comes and changes this. People fearing that God is going to come and kill everybody. God ain't the type to kill people. He the type to change things in a better way. He had to kill the animals. Well, not the animal. He had to kill the dinosaurs and all that because we couldn't live in that world. We would have been eaten. You think T-Rex right now going by the strip? You think everybody would be like, oh, let me take a picture with T-Rex? No. T-Rex going to eat you. You
know what I'm saying?
It's evolution. It's the evolution. Yeah. But how do we change it? So Apple, you know, Eve.
Yeah, but we also talked about, too, the survival of the fittest.
But I just say Eve. Yeah. Eve. Like, for real, Siri. You know, Siri's the devil. But I say it like this. Like you got to, how y'all want to change this? They looking for Mars and they looking for... And you know what God is doing? Laughing. He's like...
Well, even the aliens are coming here. You're getting all these more UFOs capturing everything like there ever since if the atomic bomb and the hydrogen and everything, what we did when we dropped it over.
Listen, I was
children in the sky is what matters. Like every kid that comes in this earth, every kid, every mother that holds that baby is a gift from the man above, right?
Yeah.
So treat them... Give him that imagination. You could give a little kid two rocks, and I bet you he'll play with it like if it's something in his mind. Imagination.
That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing. Phones have taken imagination out of the equation.
Exactly.
People would be, like kids, if they were bored, they'd be taking this the coaster thing, and they'd be making like a fortress out of it. Now they take their phone, and they're playing a game.
Yep.
I have no idea what game they're playing, but they're playing a game.
But they're playing a game, and they're shutting themselves out from everything. Like, you could literally take a kid to a waterfall, to a different country and let them enjoy like a vacation, and what would they do? Be on their phone the whole time and missing that whole scenery.
That's true. Exactly.
That's what I tell my granda all the time.
And that's this audience. That's this future audience. Like that's
I've seen people literally grab 100 pound dumbbells, put it on their knees at the gym, take a photo, have their girl or friend or whatever, take a picture of it, and then they post it and saying like hitting the gym hard.
Yeah.
And they just drop the weights.
They don't even use it.
Well, that's when people like rent a Lamborghini or like a high end car. They take pictures of it, or they just see someone's car randomly at like the strip in Miami, and then they take photos of it. Oh, my new whip! Check it out.
I don't take pictures of myself for doing nothing.
I got a Lexus, which is very nice, but that's just who I am. Like it's very business, but the inside is very luxurious. But it's not a regular car, yeah. But it's a normalized car. It's not a Lamborghini. It's not a
Maserati.
It's Maserati. Yeah. It's not anything like flamboyant. It's just plain Jane simple. Be what you are. Like, I don't got all the money in the world, but I'm really wealthy.
Yeah. And he doesn't really go on top of it and dance.
Like, I'm really wealthy, though. I'm rich. Rich is just a state of mind. We're all rich.
That's true.
We're all rich.
Yeah. We are all rich.
Yeah. It's about happiness. Sometimes money can't buy happiness.
The most wealthiest men out there and the most richest people out there are looking for the one thing that everyone looks for. Love.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. They can't have it.
That is a great, great way to end on. And you were able to get your niece to put her phone away throughout the show with this conversation. Exactly. So that's a big...
Be a leader. We already have enough followers in this world. Yeah, so we need leaders.
We don't like sheeple.
Sheeple.
I'm the black sheep.
What I gotta say is we living life beautifully.
Yes.
Me and my son are more joined together now with the family and everything, and that's to us is worth more than money. Yeah, and
that
fame.
Bond.
We don't need
not a
fame.
Lot of people have this, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Not a lot of people have this father.
All
and
I want
son
is my
connection.
Son to go into that ring and whoop some ass. We're relevant. And every time you go to the boxing scenes, you see Teofimo Lopez. You know why? Because there's so much hate and so much love towards his name that he's always going to be relevant. And good news or bad news is always good promotion.
100%.
It's always good publicity.
Yeah.
As long as they're talking about you.
Exactly.
And I even saw Jorge Masvidal. He posted the photo
of
you guys the other
day.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of ours.
Oh, he came to the gym.
I was working with him.
Oh, awesome.
I was doing pads with him,
working with him. He came to the gym. I mean, this guy, he was nonstop working with us, and I appreciated that. And
great guy.
Definitely. Much,
wants
very
to learn.
Humble.
He wants to learn, you know.
And I was, you know, showing him the ones and twos, little different things, you know, how you could switch on different ends and be balanced on every position, because I've been doing Tai Chi and different arsenals in my craft now. You know, since I've been doing a lot of meditation, I've been doing a lot of different things. Like, kind of how I kind of can understand and relate to Bruce Lee. Not fully, but to the point. Because I like to keep myself humble. There's a lot of things that I know, and I think I know who I am, but I tell myself I'm not that person.
Exactly.
You know, because I don't believe my own hype. Right?
That's the way to be.
You can't not believe your own hype.
We're in a good relationship with Top Rank. I just spoke with Bob Arum today.
I'm in the greatest relationship with Disney. What are you talking about?
Disney too, but you know, we always been good with Top Rank. You know, this is one fight that we just took. I spoke with Bob. He's gonna make the fight happen. You know, we on the works to fight Josh Taylor. We don't want nobody less. You know what's so funny? That because my son made a quote, right, that he was gonna fight. We could fight Josh Taylor at a cash weight. So Josh Taylor could, you know, get a piece of the lightweight division, get all the belts at 140. So but my son said that, you know, just laughed like a joke.
I wasn't joking.
No, but I'm saying you wasn't joking, but you was trying to make it seem like he could get all the belts at 135 and 140.
I mean, if they did it with Santa Cruz and Javante Davis for 130,
so
135, why can't
Bob,
we do
because
it
Bob
35,
told me, you know we can't do that because then if your son wins, he can't get all the belts at 140. I said, no, we fighting at 140, you know. My son said that because he thought it was possible, but no, we fighting at 140.
But it is. It is possible.
Yeah, but he said it's not.
They just don't want it to make it possible. Yeah. Can people see this? Yeah. Can people see this? There's a pattern. I'm always about putting my puzzles together. I'm all about patterns. I'm all about seeing the things that I do see. Everything is possible. If they have YouTubers making tens and 15, 20 million dollars, if that, and doing exhibitions, not even allowed as an actual record fight, right? And they're getting top dollars, and they bring in every movie star into this.
We're going to win, so it doesn't even matter.
It does matter to me.
Okay.
It does matter to me. Because enough is enough. If they could do that, they just don't want Teofimo to do another thing. And that's another history breaker. I'm here to break chains. I'm here to break them shackles.
I don't know the regulations.
And I'm here to know.
If it's possible, then we could do it.
Bro, Dad, anything is possible. Look how many champions I got in my division.
Yeah, exactly.
I got like 12 different fucking world champions in my division. And they're not even
fake champions.
Too many belts.
Fake champions. But what happened?
We beat the guy that was more avoided in the whole world.
But what happened? Like, money make you greedy when you're starving, right?
Yeah.
People was like, let's just make a belt for this, let's make a belt for that, and let's charge them sanctioning fees of this and that. I got to pay $200,000 every time I fight out there with these belts. Mm-hmm. Am I complaining? Heck no. I'm a champion. All right, cool. Yeah. But I'm like, F you, pay me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that. It's if they could do it with Leo Santa Cruz and Gervonta Davis for the WBA, for both belts, what are you telling me? You cannot do an undisputed for 35 and 40 and meet at the middle of a catch weight. It has been done before, but in a different outcome. If we can make history,
he's gotta go to the bathroom. Episode 79 of the Schmozone podcast.
Teofimo Lopez Cini right here, in and out.
We are out.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, goal,
or attending one live,
goal,
you can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.